Communicating with cannibals can be difficult. Okay, the bone is trenchant, but also ancient. Do you know what that means? Blank stares. Ancient means old, very old. Trenchant bone got mold. Not mold, it's old, even older than your grandma. Kyle, grandma, not got mold. I didn't say she did. Punk not tell lies about Kyle, grandma got mold. He raised his fist. Wait, let's don't do that again. My head still hurts from the last one. He lowered his fist. Punk sorry for tell lies about moldy grandma? Yes, yes, I'm very sorry. I don't know what came over me. Your grandma is probably the sweetest cannibal in all of Texas, so why don't you give her a bone for Christmas? Too hot for Christmas. Okay, for her birthday, anniversary, Valentine's Day, whatever. The point is, you can give her the bone. What a gift idea, huh? They went into a whisper session. Then Snort said, Rip and snort like bone more than grandma. Not give to grandma. Exactly my point. Hey, you'd be crazy to give away a bone like this, and, well, you guys aren't crazy, right? They traded glances and laughed.
Guys, pretty crazy.
That's what I mean. You guys are crazy as bedbugs, and you deserve the bone. Snort showed me his fangs.
Guys, not crazy as bunk beds.
Okay, sorry. Forget the bed banks, and let's talk deal. I'm ready to give you the bone. No charge, no tax, no nothing. But I have to clear it with the sales manager. They stared at me. It's not actually my bone, see? And the guys upstairs, well, they always want the last word. You know how they are. It's just a formality, honest. I held my breath and waited for their reply. I mean, this was about the looniest conversation I'd ever had with anyone, but it seemed to be moving in the right direction. Snort rolled his eyes upward.
Snort, not see upstairs.
Right. Upstairs is just an expression, a finger of speech. Actually, the sales manager stays in that tent over there, so you give the okay and I'll just, you know, pop over to the tent and that'll be it. Two pairs of empty yellow eyes stared at me. Then Snort growled,
Aha, brothers, not fall for stupid trick again.
Yes, but let me hasten to point out,
Snort got better deal of all. Break Hunk's face and take trenchant bone, too.
Now, Snort, we needn't. He leaned toward me and licked his toothy mouth.
Eat bone first, then eat Hunk. Ho, ho.
They were on their feet now, creeping towards me with wild, hungry looks in their eyes. My mind was racing. I had to come up with something, and real fast.